Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here, and Hi-Fi George is with me.
Hi everybody.
We're at our community garden. Right now, I'm just going to put this in my little spot, my otter box, and you may get a clunk noise. We're putting in our community garden. The other day we put in a tomato plant, a pepper plant, a strawberry plant, a pumpkin plant, and about 5 arugula plants, which are looking very, very limp right now. It's going to rain, or it looks like it's going to rain tonight.
We hope.
We hope.
I forgot to introduce on my boo because I started late. This is George, and my wife's been talking. Yeah. And it's going to have a strange beginning. Yeah. And yours is going to have a strange middle.
Yes.
Unavoidable. Planting our community garden.
Yeah. So George has planted corn, a full row of corn, and beans, and he's now working on peas. And I'm going to be working...
That's more than an inch deep, but...
Well, you know what?
That better be hearty.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm working on zucchini and cucumbers. I'm going to do like I did last time. Because they're very similar in family, I'm going to put one zucchini plant then about 12 inches along. I'm going to put a cucumber plant.
And I don't want to plant my cane. I'm using that as a way to keep everything straight. I've just got it laying across right now.
Yep. And me, I just use my good old finger and draw a line.
And I'm going to plant this last one right here at the end of the cane.
Okay. I'm just drawing.
And I just hope that's not too close to a bean, because that's what I planted previously on this row.
Yeah, no, I think you did fine.
Okay, yeah.
Just bear with me while I get this first part of the zucchini and cucumber row done. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see about you getting to do maybe the carrots.
Yeah, those are good. Those are going to be such a small food.
Yeah. So... zucchini, and then I found they're not called English cucumbers, they're called green, long green.
Long green, yeah.
So,
hopefully they'll be okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping. And I'm just guessing with regards to 12 inches, but I found that if I did it this way, it worked quite well. Last time we did some squash, other types of squash. Okay, so let's now see.
We only got a good half a pack there. Yeah. I keep losing count when I plant these things, so.
Well, that's okay.
Now, where did I leave my device? There it is.
Bit windy.
Hopefully not too much of that.
Yeah. Very dry this year.
It feels like dust.
Which in one way kind of surprises me.
Yeah, we've had some rain off and on.
We've had some rain. I put the soil was very moist, and I put moist compost on it, and yet, holy cow, you wouldn't know.
I've never seen anything that dry. But yeah, that compost must, I don't know. Feels like it should absorb a lot of moisture, but maybe it doesn't keep it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's made of either. There's probably different kinds.
Yeah. Okay, so carrots go about half an inch deep.
Okay.
And rather than do what other people do and sow their carrots by putting a bunch of little plants all in one bit, I go and I put how a plant should be. And the plant should be, when it's growing to maturity, they say 2 inches apart. So that's how you're going to do it.
Yeah, because I mean, I think otherwise you just end up with these clumps of carrots and you have to pull half of them anyways.
Yeah. I'm going to get you to come over here, and I'm going to be very, very careful with moving your your cane, because your cane will go in amongst some plants here.
Okay.
Because it's a half row of carrots. And we've got a weed here. Right in front instead of weeds.
Yeah, oh. This the other day, huh? We were out here weeding.
Oh, it probably...
Although it probably grew up in the meantime, is what happened.
Exactly. Okay,
that's
so...
That's the saying, growing like a weed. They grow faster than your plants do.
Exactly. So now what you can do is you're going to be beside the pumpkin plant. So if you go down and take a look, if you go right on your right, follow to the right, you're going to...
There's the tip.
Yeah.
And so, this would be the pumpkin right here, I think.
Yeah, so don't go all the way to the end. I think right beside the tip you can do your first one.
Okay.
There's your carrots.
I'll start on these, and then I'll probably have to shut this down early because...
Yeah.
I won't have time enough.
I'll take a look at mine.
But, got it.
Yeah, 3 minutes, 44 seconds for me, so may as well continue. So, I am continuing on what I was doing before, like I said, with regards to the zucchini. Now, on the other...
Now, I just got to tell you, that's time remaining now that it reads.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, okay. This is weird. This is moist, relatively.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So, in amongst the arugula is really, really limp. They were very nice and healthy the other day. So I'm really hoping... Usually we're hoping that it doesn't rain. Today we're hoping it does. But if it doesn't, I'll be here tomorrow giving this place a shakedown with water. So, now I think I did zucchini on the last one, but it wouldn't hurt to have another one. I love zucchini. Yep. Yes. That's okay, George. If you did, it's not a big deal. They'll just... I think I've done three or four before.
It's like they're instructing you to do, technically speaking, anyways. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a good chance some of them will come up when we happen to see, but this stuff is really dusty.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't rain, these things won't germinate.
Yeah, exactly. I always choose the ones that need a lot of water, but that's okay.
Well, it's hard to predict our years. You know, this has been fairly good though, because the rains have been moderate and they've been sort of spread out.
Yeah. There we go.
Anyways, I think I will err on the side of caution and sign off for now. So until next time, take care and thanks for listening.
And until next time, may God bless you all, safe journeys, and bye for now. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.